Sports and Big Jim's House, of course, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. Monday Night Football, Washington beat Seattle 17-15. Who cares? Moving on, because the world of sports went crazy yesterday. What the hell is going on? Brian Kelly is leaving Notre Dame to be the next head football coach at LSU. Ta-da!
Did not see that one coming.
Nobody did.
I thought he was a Notre Dame till the end guy.
He had just done the Mike Tomlin 2 weeks before. I'm not leaving unless a $250 million check and my wife approves it.
Gosh.
Well, Mama's happy. Yeah, so he's going. There were text messages that he had shared to the players last night. It obviously broke on social media first before he had a chance to speak to the players. They're supposed to talk in an hour. How's that team meeting going down?
Yeah.
Love you guys. Bye.
Especially when you're Notre Dame and you still got, I mean, you're sitting and waiting this weekend, but you got a chance here.
Yeah. Yeah. So Notre Dame, I don't know. It's always, if you saw what Oklahoma did, they send Lincoln Riley, say, okay, love you, bye.
Yeah.
Go away. If you're going to go to USC, go. Does Notre Dame do the same thing with Brian Kelly? I assume so.
I think so. I think that defensive coordinator, we were talking about it with Al, the engineer, I think he's going to take over for the rest.
Yeah, that would make sense. And then Pete Carroll will be their coach next year. I'm telling you. He doesn't like Seattle right now. There's nothing there for him.
Come back to college?
We'll come back to college. If there's one guy who knows Notre Dame, is a guy who used to coach USC.
Oh, come back and ruin.
Lincoln Riley and Pete Carroll. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
Come and ruin the Irish for me.
Hell, man. Now that you can buy players, he would have had like 8 national titles at SC.
Maybe they'll play Michigan again.
That's my prediction, because after this week, I don't know who's it could be anybody. Newt Rockne is coming back from the dead to coach Notre Dame. Done. Can't figure this out. And here's what's crazy. Baseball had the headlines for about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Crazy day in baseball yesterday. Max Scherzer going to the Mets. 3 years, $130 million for a 37-year-old. No one has ever signed a deal for that much.
Whew.
It's the Mets. Corey Seager leaves the Dodgers to go to Texas. The Rangers, 10-year deal, $325 million. Plus, they got Marcus Semien the day before from Toronto. So far, the Rangers have spent $500 million in free agency.
On two guys.
On two guys. On two guys.
You know who's laughing? Carrera. He's just sitting going.
Oh, Correa, you mean?
Correa.
Yeah.
Carla. You got 325. Let's go, baby.
All I have is that image of Kevin Hart when he's just holding a stack of hundreds.
He's going to get 350.
He's going to get 400 million.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I will tell you, I was reading this stuff. If you're Tiger fans, the name that's coming up this morning again is Javier Baez.
Yeah.
Javi Baez from the Mets. Correa is going to get 400 million from the Yankees. You watch. Manju in the other room. Yeah, because the Yankees have never overpaid for anyone ever. Dude, they do this every year. There is no way the Yankees are going to let the Mets steal their thunder.
No.
They're not.
And if Seager got 325, you're right. They're going to pay whatever he wants.
And if Bob Seager can get a 10-year deal with Texas for $325 million, then we're... Hey, Bob, you're going to Texas. I'm doing what? Remember that lonely stretch of highway?
Yeah,
it goes
you're
to
be on it.
It goes to Arlington now. Okay. Red Wings on the road tonight in Boston. Pistons travel to Portland. And here's an interesting little pop quiz. I'm going to throw this curveball at you. I didn't tell you I was going to do this.
All right.
Who's number two in RPI? Ratings Performance Index in college basketball, Division I. Number one is Duke. Number two would be the Golden Grizzlies from Oakland University.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They've had some quality wins. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what. You ready, Goose? Caller 33-248-3989. Now, caller 9. It's early. We'll make it easy.
Caller 9?
Yeah, we'll be fair.
Okay.
4 tickets for Oakland and Michigan State at LCA December 21st. Just our way of saying thanks for listening to all our rambling about sports this morning. 248-398-9279 is our house phone number. You want to go. 4 tickets. OU is going to hang one on Michigan State at LCA December 21st. They are. They're ranked number 2 in RPI behind Duke.
Really?
Hit some quality wins,
really?
Man.
Really? Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. I had no idea.
Greg Campy is having a blast with this right now.
They still
on Twitter.
Got the coolest court in all of college basketball, too. At Dark Hardwood.
You,
looks
you
cool.
mean the one where you don't know where the out of bounds is?
Yeah.
I've never. Yeah. My eyes cross. I'm like, Dr. Iago, can you fix my eyes, please? Because, yeah. Anyway, caller 9. We'll get you hooked up here. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today. Use that code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Which way you come in, though?
I come in from Howell, so I'm coming 96 to 696, and it was good most of 96, and then a little bit rough around here, but I know that's like changing counties and all that good stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Grab a card.
Let's see. I got one.
We got a whole stack of these. Yeah, came out at 75. 696 was a bit sketchy this morning. Be careful out there. Just that wetness on the road. You hit those little overpasses and stuff. I saw a semi do a 180 and was facing the other way.
Yeah, there was a car in the ditch, too. But you know what somebody told me one time?
What's that?
I think it was a listener. One of our truck drivers said, always look at the wheels of the car in front of you. If it's wet, you're good to go. If you don't see anything flying up, then be careful.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense, but I do it all the time.
Okay. Now I'm confused and scared to see you drive to work. Now I'm glad you made it. No, that's good sense. Okay, we got our Christmas music going because our Christmas card. Manju, get in here. He's sitting there on it. Okay, yesterday he was like a sad clown because he didn't get to open a car. And then he's sitting on his butt in the other room when he hears the music. Keyword card.
Your grandma.
I got one.
You got one for him?
Yep, pretty blue one.
No, take your time, big fella. Get on the mic over there. You don't need headphones. You got to, come on. You got to get right next to the microphone.
He's got his Christmas pants on today, too.
You good, Mongoose?
Let's do it, baby.
Okay, come on. Rip open one of those cards. Keyword card, by the way. We will mail you out a card. You don't have to send us one back. We call it a Christmas card swap. It's just our way of saying thank you, and we love getting Christmas cards. Kel, we got a whole window full now.
I know. We got to transfer it. Okay. Yeah, new window.
You're in there. Beautiful.
Okay, read the card for us.
Way to the world.
Okay. Awesome. Little reindeer action little on reindeer the front. Action. Okay, oi right. to the world. Nice.
All right.
By the way, we got to get the Dave Grohl video. I'll talk about that in a second.
Jim, Ryan, and everyone at WCSX. I listen every day. Love you all. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Dave Noble.
Dave!
Our buddy Dave.
We love Dave. There you go.
Shout out to Dave.
Okay. Thank you, Mongoose.
You know it.
Sit over here.
Ooh.
You got one? Did you just paper cut yourself?
Paper cut.
Go ahead. Keyword card, C-A-R-D, 248-3989. You just said it there. We'll put it up. By the way, real quick before you read the card, Reeling in the Ears coming up at 6:45. Tickets for Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. Here's your clue. Cheap Trick throws up the white flag.
Good clue!
Thank you. Look at it. What'd you drop? What did you drop?
I dropped a little card in here. Merry Christmas swishes, little doggy in the back of a truck. Oh.
Stone Soup Car.
For smiles to share and good cheer that lasts all year. Merry Christmas, WCSX and staff. Thank you for the great music and all you do for our communities. Deb Harmon. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you, Deb. That's going up on the wall. Keyword card, C-A-R-D. One more. What was it, a little?
It was, I think, a little just insert to the card. Nothing on it.
Oh, that's next level. Put the insert in there. Let me grab this one. Come on, Jim. Be smarter than the card. We're only on until 10.
There you go. You got it?
I got it. Oh, it's from Vets Returning Home.
Oh, cool.
Says thank you, has the slogan on here. Dear Jim and friends at WCSX, as you can imagine, the special support Vets Returning Home receives from you means a very great deal to our vets in crisis. Thank you for your recent gift. Okay, I can't talk about that because never mind. My family gave them something.
Oh, nice.
We don't need to talk about that. Thank you for providing hope and healing to our homeless heroes. Thank you for your trust. Gratefully, the VRH team. Are you kidding me?
Love everybody there.
It's our honor. Okay. We got a ton of cards.
United States, they say it's not something that needs to be added to your vehicle. It may already be installed.
They're calling them turn signal lights. If utilized correctly, they may make for a safer road. The intention is that we communicate with others to be on the same page.
I love that. They're calling them turn signal lights. And the look on his face is just like, you idiots. Keyword turn.
Not wrong, though.
No.
Not wrong.
My favorite move is still, and I've done it. Anyone listening right now, we've all done it at one time. You're halfway into the other lane, and then you turn the signal on once.
Oh, yeah.
Because that makes up for it.
Well, it doesn't help that, like, most cars now, you just have to tap it, and it'll do three blinks.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, if you don't get over before those three blinks, man.
But I just keep thinking you're halfway in. That's like buying somebody a Christmas gift on December 26th. You're halfway in the lane, like, clink, clink. What do you want? I turned it on while I was halfway there. Worked for Bon Jovi. Again, keyword is...
turn.
So dry. So dry.
The Department of Motor Vehicles has issued a new method of communication for all drivers across the United States. They say it's not something that needs to be added to your vehicle. It may already be installed.
They're calling them turn signal lights. If utilized correctly, they may make for a safer road. The intention is that we communicate with others to be on the same page.
Nice. Love that, man. Okay, 627. Reeling in the Year is coming up in less than 20 minutes. Robert Plant, Alison Krauss tickets for Pine Knob next June. Wow. We're already booking shows for next year. I like that. Here's your clue. Cheap Trick throws up the white flag.
Good clue.
Robert Plant, Alison Krauss tickets up for grabs as well. So we'll do that in a couple minutes here. Sunday morning was up. Didn't know this was going to air. CBS Sunday Morning, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo were on there. They've got a musical. They're doing a rock and roll version of Romeo and Juliet. It's based on the song Invincible by Pat Benatar.
Right, okay.
So they've been kind of rolling it out slowly, and it's getting a huge response. But it led to the discussion... How the hell is Pat Benatar not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Now, I actually got into a Twitter conversation with Jim Axelrod, the reporter for CBS, because he liked a tweet that I put out in February.
Right.
Just to walk you through it. And I really want to, the reason I wanted to do this, well, first, I'll explain what's going on with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I can't give names because I will get in trouble if I do this. However, comma, here's a little bit of the interview on Sunday.
That kind of pushback, they say, explains one of the great mysteries of the rock universe, that given her influence, impact, and number of hits, how can Pat Benatar not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? She's not.
Does it bother you at this point that you're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Nope. Listen, when you win things, it's really fun. But the point is, does this validate, not validate what we've done? No. It would be nice to have it for our children, for the fans, everything else. Sure. Do I need someone to acknowledge? No.
That sounds disarmingly healthy.
Oh, the truth again.
Life's not fair. What are you going to do?
Okay. How healthy is that?
I love that response.
So just to walk you through it. Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 12.5 million records sold in the U.S. alone. Pop culture in the 1980s, early 1980s, women dressed like Pat Benatar. Not only in high school, like they were portrayed in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Women, when you went to a club in the 80s, there was at least three women who looked like Pat Benatar. I'm not going to get ramped up about this. Pat Benatar empowered young women to be strong. Think about, like, Hell is for Children. The stuff that she sang about was strong.
Right.
I mean, it was just amazing music. So I reached out to a couple of the folks who are actually on the nominating committee. And I got a response. They've got to get Pat back on the ballot. She's only on there once.
Right.
And didn't get enough votes. Here's where we come in. Behind the scenes, we can work with these nominating people on this committee because we know who they are. And we can kind of bombard them. Not yelling at them, but we can send them information about Pat Benatar, make Pat Benatar top of mind.
Yeah.
Then when the public vote goes and all the writers and stuff around the country get a vote, that's when you really, the fan club's got to go off. The Moody Blues got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I was told this by somebody who actually votes, in large part because of their fan club.
Right.
So they kicked everybody in the ass. So the first step behind the scenes, what we can do is to get Pat Benatar on the ballot. I bombed little Steven on Twitter a couple times yesterday and didn't respond. He's on the committee. Again, we're not yelling at him. We're just saying, here's the deal. And here's the other problem, if I'm being totally candid. And I'm not, this isn't pointed at Steven. The makeup of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominating committee, they don't like to acknowledge 80s music. They're a little bit older.
Ah, okay.
So
yeah.
That's got to change. I don't know what it is. It's like acknowledging your kids' music or something. Look at some of the bands who get in.
Right.
And then you stop and go, really?
Yeah.
So I'm not having a rant. I'm not freaking out. I'm just telling you the next step is the one thing that we can do here is get them on the ballot. Get Pat and Neil on the ballot. And then the fans take over and really push on the people who are voting. Do you know DJs do not have a vote in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Someone explain that to me.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. The dude who's got a blog in Newark, New Jersey. This is where I get twisted. But Ken Calvert doesn't have a vote in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Arthur P. doesn't have a vote in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Are you kidding me? That should tell you all you need to know. It's insane. Anyway, so I just wanted to give you a little update there. Did I make it through without raining?
Yeah, you're good.
By the way, Pat Benner doesn't go in.
Ready to go back in time?
We are the wild and crazy guys!
Until next week, Nanu! Nanu!
What would you like to say to the people of the 21st century, huh?
Hey. Who wants to play?
Let's play Reelin' in the Years in Big Jim's house.
Are you reeling in the years?
So, we got three clips from 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year. I think I over-clued based on the fact that people are calling already.
Already.
Listen closely. Here we go.
On Card Shark. And here's the host, the Card Shark, Jim Perry.
Atlantic City tried to change its luck.
This casino is now open.
New Jersey's Governor Brendan Byrne opened the city's first legal casino.
I remember when they opened up the casinos in Atlantic City. Do you remember, Wendy?
Yeah.
Do you remember? What are they playing for, Ron?
Well, we got that pair of tickets to see Robert Plant.
I know Bobby Plant.
And Alison Krauss at Pine Knob June 6th of next year.
I remember when I was at Pine Knob and they opened up the casinos in Atlantic City and I said, Wendy!
Ryan Reynolds recently received a Governor's General Award in Canada. Obviously, it's a big deal. Is that like our Medal of Peace or Freedom, whatever it is here in the States?
It's a combined award with the Governor General's Performing Arts Award. So it's something to do with that. It's a Performing Arts Award for the country of Canada.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying, but Google can give you the information, but you can't understand it. I don't know how
I don't know. I just wrote that in the story.
our Canadian friends, how big of a deal is this? 248-398-9279. The reason we mention this is Stephen Page, formerly Bare Naked Ladies, did a tribute song for the winner, Ryan Reynolds. We have this posted. The keyword is
Canada.
I have never seen a production piece like this for an award.
No, this is pretty cool.
And it's a whole song.
Music video.
It's unbelievable. 248-398-9279. The keyword is
Canada.
Now, if you're one of these people that gets a song stuck in your head, you may not want to ever download this. Because I've been walking around singing, Canada loves you back.
I was going to say, like you this morning.
I was in the office writing sports, and so I was doing.
Canada's own superhero. And not simply when you're on screen. You shine a spotlight on the people who might not otherwise get to be seen. Oh, of course we would love to take credit. But that's not what Canadians do. Our nation's foundation of self-deprecation seems like it is rubbed off on you. And Canada loves you back. Canada loves you back. Wherever you go, we want you to know that Ryan Canada loves you back.
And the video is awesome because they show you they work in some of the charitable organizations that Ryan Reynolds has worked with in Canada.
Right.
Everything from children's foundations to veterans groups and stuff. They're all singing along. It's awesome. And have you ever heard Ryan Reynolds as flustered as he is in that video?
No.
Check him out.
Wow. That's, that was stunning. I mean, that made me cry. well, I guess I've made it. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah. That is the dangest thing I've ever seen. The Governor General's Award in Canada. It's a hell of an award, man. You know what?
Canada. See if this is Grounds for Divorce.
248-398-9279. That's our house phone number. The Mongoose is standing by here. you have a question regarding Christmas gifts.
Yes. So for Christmas, I just want to give my nieces and nephews gift cards this year. But my wife thinks I'm being really lazy and stupid for doing this. Is she right? Is this a lazy move to just give gift cards?
Yes.
To the kids?
Yes.
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 You think
yes.
so?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You're mailing it in, dude.
I don't know. See, that's the other term. She's mailing it in.
You are.
I don't see it as that.
248-398-9279 is our house phone. Ryan just wants to give the nieces and nephews. How many do you have total?
7 or 8.
Okay. We should probably know how many before you.
Yeah.
7 or 8. You want to give them gift cards. Heidi thinks it's just stupid. Lazy.
Yeah.
You're mailing it in.
Yeah.
Who's right?
I think it's a good practical idea.
Okay, here's the thing. Are the nieces and nephews here locally or out of town?
No, they're here.
You got to buy them a gift. If it's, I got family in California, I'll send them stuff, gift cards for, you know, kids like that. But these are family members here that you see all the time.
Right.
Brandon, you got to buy them something. A little more thought into it.
To me, they're to a point where it's hard to buy for them now. They're getting older. And to be honest with you, if I can be real, can't hear that they're really starting to get expensive with their gifts, man. So I figure if I get them a gift card, they can put it towards what they want.
So you're not being lazy, you're just being cheap.
I mean, when you want something that's $400, you're 12 years old, you're not getting it.
They're not getting it.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Ryan, our 13-year-old, not this Ryan here, the 13-year-old, the other Ryan, who listens every morning. Ryan's sister, Murphy, is involved in this now.
Oh, jeez.
Gift cards are good for older kids, and younger usually want something to unwrap. Now, what's the age difference here?
So, they age from 12 to 3. Now, the 3-year-old, I'm thinking, like, you get her something.
They're still too young. You got to get them all presents, dude. 248-398-9279. Hold on. Hi, Rich.
Hi.
So, what do you think?
Tell Ryan to grow a pair, man. It's Christmas. What the hell?
How you doing, Ryan?
Yep, let's go. I got my armor on.
You knew this train was coming,
take
man.
This beating.
Hey, all right, Rich. Come on. They're going to sit there and open it up and go, ooh, it's a gift card. They'd be more excited for a present. Come on, put some thought behind it.
Well, they're going to get presents from other people. I just think this is
from other
family members. I just feel, and when is a gift? It's not a present? If you wrap it and they open it, that's a present in my book.
It's called thought. You're putting a little bit of thought into their gift.
That's what they want.
Yeah, Ryan. By allowing
Come
them.
On, buddy.
Rich, have a good morning. Appreciate
Thanks,
you, man.
Rich.
Yeah. Take care, bud.
Bye. Come on. You knew this was going to happen.
Right.
Tammy.
Hi.
Say hi to Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Now talk to him. What do you think he should do?
Well, Ryan, you know, if it's older kids want gift cards. Xbox, Apple, you know, give them a little something. But for once, Ryan, I think you could be right.
Yeah!
Donnie's coming in next. Show's over.
End it all.
Yeah, wow.
Just this time. I mean, other times, iffy. But, yeah, kids nowadays, they want to pick out what they want. You don't want to see that sad expression when you say, oh, look at the nice shirt you got me. Not good.
All right, Tammy, right. I don't want to be rude or anything, but when I was a kid, my grandma bought me sweaters, and that's how it's supposed to be. I want inappropriate, not inappropriate, but gifts that aren't practical. You don't buy them stuff they want. You buy them what you want to give them.
No, believe me. I had to do that with my son one time, and I was mortified when he opened something, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is not going to go good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you, Tammy.
Yeah. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
These kids play so many games on their iPads and stuff.
With their Eddie Van Heflin, these kids?
Yeah. But they like the gift cards because it allows them to buy stuff in their games.
You know what? This is not going the way I thought. Hold on. John, welcome into Big Jim's house. What do you think Ryan should do?
Good morning, Big Jim.
Morning.
I think give him gift cards.
Okay, give him the gift cards.
If these are teenagers, like my nephew and nieces, I give them gift cards.
Okay.
My nephew loves the Xbox, so I give him each year a gift card for Xbox.
Okay. See, I like that. Smart. Thank you, John.
Yeah, you guys have a good day.
There he goes. Jim, welcome into Big Jim's house. Sitting here with Ryan with Grounds for Divorce. What should he do?
All right, here's what you do. Like, and here's what we do. Like, if someone in the family, like a kid,
wants a Xbox or a PlayStation,
yeah,
we'll either print out a picture of it or we'll get the actual box. And then we'll put the gift card in there saying that this is a gift card towards that part, that gift. So that that way you're not buying a whole Xbox or a PlayStation.
Well, I don't know.
You let him, I don't know. We do it. We put it, or we'll get a smaller box and we'll put a picture of the PlayStation in there and say, here's a gift card for $50 towards your PlayStation. So we're helping you get it.
That's why
I
yeah, I have a poster. Yeah, right. I have a poster of Sofia Vergara in the basement, and then I just get copies of Modern Family. Same thing. Is that what we're talking? Same thing. Okay.
A little, we yeah. turned a bad corner.
Jim, happy holidays, bud.
Bye.
You are the leader in the clubhouse right now on this.
I'm telling
Bobby
you,
may be wrong.
It's just a different time. These kids. I keep doing it again. Well, my niece and nephews, they don't spend a ton of time on their iPad, but when they do, they're playing, you know, a couple games that they like, and that's what they go for. I mean, right now they're in a weird stage.
Well, they're weird anyway. They're kids. 519. Okay, here it is. If they're teenagers, give them gift cards. You will never be able to buy a gift they like. But if they are little guys, you got to buy a gift. Little guys opening presents is the magic of Christmas.
Oh, yeah. The 4-year-old's going to get a present to open. But the older kids, I don't think they care anymore, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't care if you give them gift cards, but they better get off my damn lawn. And be out of my house by noon on Christmas.
Yeah. Pull your pants up.
That's it. Listen to that. Eddie Van Heflin. 248-398-9279. I am stunned the way this is going. Grounds for divorce. Ryan wants to give the nieces and nephews gift cards this year. Your wife Heidi thinks it's lazy and you're mailing it in.
Yeah.
Apparently. 7:37 is Big Jim's house. All right, coming up in about 15 minutes. The greatest misdial ever. It happened here in the Motor City and it involves Tom Brady. Wait to hear this story. We're going to talk to one of the coaches behind it. Unintentionally behind it. But we'll get to that. Grounds for Divorce. Our weekly feature here in Big Jim's house with resident young guy Ryan. Now, what's going on with you and Christmas gifts?
So I want to buy my nieces and nephews, just get them gift cards this year. And my wife thinks I'm being lazy and kind of just packing it in this year.
Now, I will admit, when we first started talking about this about 20 minutes ago, I was down like a flat tire with Heidi on this one.
Yeah.
Kind of getting swayed the other way on this. What are the ages?
From 4 to 13.
Okay. And they all live here?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Martha, thanks for holding on. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
So getting Ryan out of the doghouse, I would suggest that he get some small gift bags, a little bit of candy, and then put the gift card in wrap it up, put it in there, or split it out. If he's going to do $50, maybe $25 in a gas card and $25 in cash.
So there you go, kind of, but dress up the gift cards a little bit.
Yeah.
Put them in one of those little gift bags.
Here you go.
Put some candy in there, a little Troblone or something, whatever. I don't know. Just the first chocolate that came to mind. Thank you, Martha. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye. Zach, what's up?
Hey, Big Jim.
Hey. So what do you think Ryan should do?
Gift cards for the older ones, presents for the younger ones.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, but if it's expensive, the entire family goes in on it and you get one thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
So your older nephews and nieces have some big ticket items they've asked for.
Right.
Is that the kind of thing that you just get everybody pitching together? Would your brothers and sisters do that?
No, that's your parents' responsibility.
He's not wrong. Look at you all dialed in on this. I don't know what
I'm flummoxed right now. I did my homework last night on this. I wrote down bullet points, arguing points.
Zach, you have to understand, normally by this point of Grounds for Divorce, we're beating Ryan's ass. And it's like,
I feel good.
He's all over this, Zach.
Trust me, usually my wife and I, the window washers, are screaming at him at the radio going, dude, just give in. Throw in the white flag. Give up now.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's a nice little break from it.
You be safe out there, Zach, okay?
You too, guys.
Bye. Everyone agrees with you.
Yeah, I think it's mostly older ones, gift cards, younger ones, presents.
Okay, you have to quit arguing with Ryan's sister, Murphy.
I know.
On text messaging. We have a 13-year-old named Ryan who's absolutely amazing. She texted in about this, and you and her are having an argument on texting. Quit. And then you actually fired back. I thought you were doing so well, and then you fired back. Aren't you supposed to be at school? Ryan's already at school. He's going to be so mad I stole his thunder. Oh!
Well, did you see her above there? Because we were already, I couldn't remember how many nieces and nephews I have.
You were doing so well, and then you're getting in a text fight with a 13-year-old.
She said, since you don't know whether you have 7 or 8 nieces and nephews, I'm number 8, and I like Amazon from your favorite niece, Murphy.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, go to school.
Ryan is not going to be happy that his sister Murphy's part of the show this morning. Oh. Hayes, what's up, brother?
Hey, brother, how are you today? You
know? Well, wonderful. How are you? So you got some advice for Ryan?
Yeah, I suggest that he dresses up as Santa Claus and delivers them cards to the kids.
Next level kind of thing there.
I've done that before. Came to the house of Santa on Christmas for him.
It was bad Santa. Billy Bob Thornton Santa, so it really
was. It was pretty close, man. I had a few mimosas to start the morning. Santa came in ready to go, baby. Let me tell you.
Gotta have at it, brother.
He was doing so well, Hayes, and now he's having a text fight with a kid, and he's hammered showing up for Christmas. Damn, you had this. You had
like
this.
Dan Aykroyd in that movie, huh?
There, exactly. In Trading Places. There you go. Hayes, love you, buddy. Be well.
Thanks, Hayes.
Take care, brother. You're welcome.
It's the best. Hold on. Joe?
Hey, what's happening?
You are. Go ahead.
Hey. Ryan, you can't buy all these kids gift cards, man.
No?
No. What's a 4-year-old do with a gift card? That's not exciting to open up about Christmas.
Oh,
Christmas
no.
Christmas for the kids.
Right. I know it's for the kids. That's why I see, they just, the 4-year-old plays with Roadblocks or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a game.
Yeah, Roadblocks.
And I think she would be pumped to get a bunch of free money or whatever it is you get for that.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't really get to enjoy that and play with it all year. You don't even, when that's gone, it's gone.
Well, if they would play with the stuff I actually bought them. No, see, I can't do that.
See,
you're doing this to me. Bringing
no,
it out to
Joe, he was doing so well. Let's not. He
I
almost made it.
Now, don't I?
Yeah, Joe, you've taken the wheels out from underneath him there. Joe, have a great day, bud.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. You're doing so well. Hold on, one more call. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Jim, what's up?
Nothing. So what do you think Ryan should do?
I think Ryan should do the gift card. I do it myself. I have 4 grandchildren, and they mean the world to me, but they have every toy you can imagine.
Right. So the gift card kind of gives them a little more leeway.
Well, I purchase the gift cards. I wrap them up. And, I mean, my grandchildren are young. They're ages 8 through 3.
Okay.
So I wrap the gift card up. I make it a date. I take them out for lunch or breakfast. We go to the show. And then I take them to the store to purchase something with that gift card.
See?
So it's not like
that's
I'm
cool.
being lazy about it.
Right.
You know?
Well,
so I agree with Ryan. It's difficult to pick out what they want or like. But if I make it special and make it a day to hang out with Granny, then it's a good deal.
So now, Lisa, so you know, what Ryan's doing is all the nephews, he bought them $50 at Hooters, he's going to drop them off there and pick them up in an hour.
You mean he's not staying with them?
No. Ever since the incident.
Yeah.
He's not allowed technically in the restaurant.
That would be a grounds for divorce. You're 100% correct.
Happy holidays,
you
Lisa.
You great.
Thanks.
Hey,
bye.
Thanks a lot. I got my boots on, so I got to go.
Boot check.
Thanks.
Bye. So, is this something? Is this the hill you're going to die on? You feel good about after having this discussion?
I feel great about this.
Hey, Heidi, guess what?
You lose! Good day, sir!
I think you won your grounds for divorce discussion this morning.
I think so.
I think you're in the right here.
She's not going to know what those words mean, but... Oh!
See, again...
I don't know why I do this!
You're doing so well,
and then listening.
All of a sudden... And she's listening right
for
now?
For sure. She just texted me.
Hey, Ryan. You lose! Ever. Jason Whalen from Notre Dame. Prep, how you doing?
Not bad. Not bad. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome into Big Jim's house. Now, this story is national news, and it happened right here, well, in Pontiac at the school. This was with the freshman basketball team, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
So now what is it? You're the coach?
I'm an assistant coach on the freshman team, and I've got a kid on the team.
So how did this all go down?
Well, it was, it's been a whirlwind since I put it on social media. But day before Thanksgiving, our head basketball coach encouraged the kids to put together a group chat. So that morning, they were just adding all the 14 guys on the team. They were adding numbers in there, and one of the kids screwed up, and he put a wrong number in, and he was off by one digit. So that's kind of how it all started.
So the person who jumps into this group call, though, is Sean Murphy Bunting from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Correct, yeah.
Did they know who he was right away? Did they realize what had happened, or how did this evolve into what you're going to see keyword call here?
Well, the text message in the group chat is, I mean, this is, it cracked me up when I read it, because some of them were like very skeptical to the point of telling the guy to get lost, and then others were like, wait a second, this is an NFL football player, you know, let's try to keep him on, let's figure out what's going on. So
it goes from a text message, a group chat,
yeah,
right. And then did he decide to go FaceTime and talk to everybody?
Yeah, I think probably what happened with them, some of the guys being skeptical and the others then talking trash to their teammates about, hey, this is, what are you guys doing? You're ruining this. You know, I would imagine down in the Bucks locker room, they were having a blast looking at these kids going, what is going on here? eventually Sean Murphy Bunting FaceTimed the group. So he FaceTimed the group, and you know, when they jumped on, it was just a wild scene.
So Leonard Fournette was kind of at one point like navigating the locker room, wasn't he? Did he grab the phone from Sean?
I don't know how. I think Sean handed him the phone, and
he was on there for like 15 minutes. It seemed like, or is what you guys all said, right? Just walking around
for a while. Well, it was all together. It was about 45 minutes.
So crazy.
He just stayed on there for 15 minutes waiting to get the guy, waiting to get the goat. He walked around and introduced the guys to just about every big name on that team. Gronk, Richard Sherman.
Mike Evans on there, yeah.
I just love that all the kids at the end go, where's the goat? And all the news stories and stuff you read, it's just, where's the goat at, guys?
We need to see the goat. The other funny part about it was, it kind of, one of our kids has Leonard Fournette on his fantasy football team. So he's giving him the, hey, I need you to go off this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
I'm like, are you serious? And he did, too. I think Fournette had 100 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, 4 TDs,
I'm not saying that Notre Dame prep was responsible.
If you're just joining us, Jason Whalen's on the phone, assistant coach, and his son's also on the Frosh team there. Notre Dame prep, they were having a conference, just a group chat, a text message, last Wednesday is when they set up, and someone punched in the wrong number, and they wound up hooking up with Sean Murphy Bunting, one of the players from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They didn't believe him at first. He wanted to prove it, so he FaceTimed him. And then he winds up walking around the locker room. We've got the whole thread posted. The keyword is
call.
I heard Tom Brady actually talk about it, that he didn't really understand what was going on, but he figured it would be cool for these kids in high school. Did you catch that, Jason?
Yes. Well, of course, now we're all huge Bucs fans.
Well, exactly.
Right, yeah.
So it was nice watching a NFL game on Sunday that ended with our new favorite team winning. So
didn't disappoint.
So
yeah, that's right.
You guys have all this, the video though. I saw a little bit yesterday with Tom, but so the whole FaceTime thing is captured. I mean, is it there?
It's interesting, like the pictures I posted were screenshots that my son had taken during it all.
Right.
But as you know, as we've talked to the boys, I guess there's hundreds of screenshots and videos, and they were just snapping away.
That is the craziest thing.
As this was going on. Yeah.
It's national news. Have the boys been asked to do any of like the morning talk shows or anything?
Not yet, although my phone's kind of been blowing up. It's been a little wild. So yeah, the local news was out at the school yesterday.
And, saw that on 4. Yeah,
you know, the boys did a Zoom call with a Bucks beat reporter from the Athletic on Saturday night. And, you know, yeah, there's been a few others that have reached out. It's wild.
And good on them, man. These kids, you're in the moment. We always wonder, like, oh, yeah. You know, I've always said, like, act like you belong, and yeah. You'll get, and they didn't blink. Once they realized the opportunity they had, they held on until they got Tom Brady talking to everybody in the Bucks locker room, man. Jason, nothing but the best for you guys, the team, and your son, obviously, this holiday season, everyone at Notre Dame Prep, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day.
You as well.
See ya.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
7:55. That's crazy.
It's and everybody wondering, like, how did they get one number off and got this guy? He's from here.
Yes.
He's from Macomb Township, so they're typing in Buddy's numbers.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
Yeah, okay. he went to Chippewa Valley and then to Central Michigan, and now he's a stud with the Bucks. But
keyword call.
So it makes sense that they misdialed him. Think those guys are cherishing that number?
I'm trying to remember if I've ever had a misdial like that. The only thing close is years ago we had Anthony Michael Hall on.
Yeah.
The geek from 16 Candles and stuff.
Right.
And I gave him my home number as a backup in case he needed to get hold of me the day before. So instead of calling the studio, he called the house. And my wife was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. She didn't know what to do. I said, Anthony Michael Hall. You're the geek.
Yeah. You want to go sit in the car together?
You're the geek. That's pretty much it. You say it's your birthday. Keyword call, though. Unbelievable story. And the screenshots are awesome. That's so cool. Where's the goat?
Just the Anthony Michael Hall thing is making me laugh.
Oh, yeah. I think I've actually got
this scene from Weird Science of the Fire.
Yeah. I normally wear a bra on my head and wear it home anyway. Still to come, CSX Files. If Elton John... Pizza from Pizza Popolis, guacamole,
cheesesteak,
yeah, for Philly. We did Skyline Chili for Cincinnati, but it was a Thanksgiving game, so we have Thanksgiving leftovers. Ryan forgot them yesterday at home. You had quite the Monday yesterday. You did, didn't you?
It was not a good Monday.
Big old case of the Mondays. So, our friends at Kroger, we called Rachel and asked her, I said, are we cool if we do this today and we double up on it? So here's the deal. We figured we'd make a win out of a loss. And we all support the Lions and love the Lions. We want them to win again.
Yeah.
But when they don't, Kroger donates $500 to Gleaners Food Bank. We're at $3,000 right now.
Yes.
Thank you, Rachel. And it's normally $500 each slap.
Yes.
However, because we didn't do this yesterday, we are going to double up. So your punishment is you get hit in the face by me, and then I get hit in the face by you.
Yeah.
It's our wedding cake all over, which we had to do because of the time.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
So they doubled it. So $1,000.
Yeah, thank you.
It's $1,000 slap to the face. You'll notice I'm stalling because I'm really uncomfortable with what you guys did.
By the way, Manju, did you see the size of the plate I made compared to what you made?
You're a big fella, Mongoose.
That plate is healthy.
Gosh. Okay. We're gonna get on Facebook Live. We'll stream this. Big Jim's house on WCSX.
I'm going to throw up. I can't do cold leftover smell. I'm going to throw up.
You brought this in.
I know. I'm going to throw up.
Don't throw up. Okay.
Yeah.
What was that, Goose?
I said to see turkey and casserole flying everywhere. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's turkey, green bean casserole. Is that stuff in there, too?
No, it's a pecan pie.
You put the pie on top of this?
Yep.
Yep. That's the bottom base. That's going to slide down your face.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
Did you just make a rhyme?
Yeah. It's the bottom base. It's going to slide down your face.
All right, Don King. You just get that stuff set up over there, okay?
It's a tumultuous.
Stay in your lane. So, this will be the 7th week?
Yes, sir.
Technically?
Yes.
7th one. Okay, so we went to the Thanksgiving game. Obviously, didn't work out again. Last second field goal. Ryan forgot the food yesterday, the Thanksgiving leftovers. So, as sort of a punishment, which actually wound up being a double positive, not only $500, but another $500 So that's $1,000 for Gleaners Food Bank this morning. $1,000 for Gleaners Food Bank. Quit tossing the food around there. Of Thanksgiving leftovers right to the face. That'll be $4,000 that we've raised. Thanks again to Rachel and everybody at Kroger. And again, $4,000 for Gleaners Food Bank.
Look at that
stance. We're doing leftovers, though. What are you in a weird...
Athletic stance, baby. Athletic stance.
Is that what it is? Okay, moving closer. So what we're doing is the whole wedding cake thing. I'm going to put the mic right there so you guys can see this. And we're going to go to the face. Ready?
Yep.
Okay, ready? Count it down.
One. Oh, three, two, one.
Oh. Merry Christmas.
You okay?
Happy Hanukkah. Look
he
at this.
He doesn't like that. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, he looking like Chris Farley.
Turkey stuffing and also pie. The pecan pie in there.
Did I get you this time?
You did.
All over the face.
Yeah, wiping that off. Wiping that off. Okay.
Yuck.
Thank you. Our Lions lost food to us. Ryan, go step outside for a minute. Ryan genuinely does not like leftovers or food like this, so that was a brave move for you. You okay?
I'm crying.
He's crying right now. Our Lions lost food toss. We're up to $4,000. Thank you to Kroger. Thank you to Gleaners. We love what you guys do here in the community on a Giving Tuesday. And now I smell like leftovers on my face. Okay. CSX Files coming up next. I'm not sure it's going to be weirder than that, but we'll get to it next. It's Big Jim's House, 94.7.
Deep into the world of weird. It's time to open the CSX Files.
If you miss anything from the CSX Files, you can always subscribe. Text us. The keyword is
file.
Yeah, we'll send you the link. 248-398-9279. Keyword is file. I'm still getting green bean casserole out of my nose. You can't handle that stuff.
The smell of leftovers has to be top five worst of all time.
It didn't smell bad. I'd have, if you made a candle out of turkey leftovers, of Thanksgiving leftovers, burn the hell out of that. Okay. Porch pirates. It's a huge deal this time of year. Huge deal. By the way, as a side note, I saw some ladies that are reverse porch pirates. You see what they're doing?
No.
If they see somebody has a package on their door, they'll go up and ring the doorbell and knock to make sure they're aware. They open the door and get the package before somebody takes it.
Oh, okay.
Walk around the neighborhood doing that. But this one, not so much. Guy in Boston, they were notified that a man was stealing tools from a construction site. When the officers arrived, they confronted Timothy Babzik. He was pushing a shopping cart and a Yamaha piano. He stole an entire piano. He gave them a fake name and couldn't explain why he had the piano. Officers arrested him and returned the piano to its rightful owner. So they had left a Yamaha stand-up piano on the front porch, and he took it.
Okay.
He took the piano.
First off, that seems like one of the items that you should have to sign for.
Yes. I'm sure the cops pulled him. Okay, well, is this yours? Yeah. All right, well, sing us a song if you're the piano man. He stole a piano.
His friends all call him Bass Stolen now. I tried. Yours is good.
What was it? What?
Beethoven?
Oh, Bass Stolen. Yeah. Yeah, if you got to explain it, yeah.
Look, you just gave
I know, like, Bass?
No, yours was good. We'll
you
stick
were
with
doing
Piano
something
Man.
With that. Okay, yeah.
It's impressive to steal a piano, though.
He did say he was going to give it to charity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's an organ donor. See, there you go.
You're
don't have a kid yet. You got to stay in your lane with the dad
that's
puns.
That's good.
Second story there, Ryan Logan Jr. Esquire the third.
Yeah, we know how weird online dating can be.
Youth.
But listen to what happened to this girl in New York City. So she was talking to this guy for months on Snapchat.
Okay.
So not your average, your normal dating website, but still people connect that way.
Sure.
And she said things were going really well, and they realized they had way more in common than they first thought, so they decided, hey, let's meet up, you know, let's meet up together. So they did that, and that's when things took a wild turn.
Okay.
She goes, first we sat down on a bench. This is in New York City. Started talking, and then he told me how he is a massive Satanist, and he's starting a class at University of New York.
Okay.
For it, which that's not a thing. And then he began to tell her, you know what? I saw it in the photos, and now it's true. You're a little bit too chubby for me.
So this guy's just throwing everything at her.
So the safest is dropping the hammer at her, saying, yeah. So I'm running a class over at NYU, but you could drop a couple pounds.
So she goes, all right, this is it. So texted her friends, give me the emergency bailout call.
Right.
So she does that, thinks she's done with him. Nope. He calls her the next day and goes, hey, I know we got off to the wrong track, but you mind kind of chauffeuring me and my buddies around town while we party it up today?
No.
Oh, this guy.
Wasn't his fault, though.
No.
When he made, no, the devil made him do it. Maybe his name's just Stan. It was a typo. Yeah.
Poor girl.
No, I'm teaching Stan rituals. No. You got me all confused. That's the one.
I was wondering if you could take me and my friends around later on. That'd be great. Yeah.
What a horrible date, man.
Yeah.
Guys, one break. I have an elevator. It only goes down. That's all it does. I'd really like to see you again if you have time.
Wow. Bad date. I don't know if this is still going on. I didn't check this morning. I apologize. Yorkshire Dales, England. In a pub. They're in the middle of a blizzard. They can't leave. The pub's about 2,000 feet above sea level. It's getting pummeled with snow and ice. The bar manager says they've been stuck there since Friday. They're in there. They're just completely boxed in. They can't leave. They got plenty of beer and food, and they've been keeping busy watching movies, singing karaoke, holding quiz contests, and being entertained by the band. They are stuck in a pub with an Oasis cover band.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, they showed the play. They can't get out. They can't get out. And I'm not joking. Well, Fallon was.
Well, get this. Due to a huge snowstorm in the UK, more than 60 people, including members of an Oasis cover band, have been stuck in a pub since Friday night. Yeah. After 3 days, everyone was fighting with each other. It was almost like they were in the band Oasis.
Okay. All right, not a bad joke, but the better one would be when they ask the Oasis cover band, do you think we'll get out of here today? Someone goes, maybe. Wonderwall reference. You're welcome. Stuck in a pub with an Oasis cover band.
Worst places you can be stuck, let me tell you. That ain't bad, though. I'd hang out in there.
With this, but the guy named Stan, the Satanist, is also there as well.
Do you guys know anything? You know anything other than Devil Went Down to Georgia? Can you do that one?
That is. The guy in the back just keeps going, Wonderwall! Yeah. He won't stop.
The one song he knows. Man.
Okay. Sid Maybe.
They're still stuck there, though. But again, stuck in a pub, not that bad. With an idea from different charities all over the Motor City, and all of them, like, we just raised $1,000 for Gleaners Food Bank with the Lions Lost Food Toss. My buddy Greg Martin and Draw, Disaster Relief at Work. They're looking for folks to help out. A lot of matching funds today and stuff. But one thing that we're really near and dear to, got our bell.
Yes.
For the Salvation Army. Now, we've got a page. If you'd like to make a donation today, if you can, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. But if you got a couple extra bucks, and we've seen firsthand the great work the Salvation Army does here in Southeast Michigan, text us. The keyword is
bell.
We'll say your name on the radio. We'll plug your company. I got an idea. Okay, here's the idea.
Okay.
This weekend is the big bell ringing weekend.
Yes.
And it ends at 10 a.m. on Monday. Now, we want to raise the most money possible, obviously, for Salvation Army here in Southeast Michigan. Keyword bell. So Monday morning, if we do pay for play.
Ooh.
But here's where it gets tricky. What do you guys think about this idea? You're going to have to make your donation by 10 a.m. You can't say I'm going to put in the check in the mail or anything like that. You're going to have to actually make the donation by 10 a.m. on Monday. So if you want to buy a song now, go for it. Text us. The keyword is
bell.
We'll send you the link and then let us know if you want to, if you made a donation and what song you're looking for.
Right.
Deeper the track, the more cabbage we would expect for Salvation Army. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
if we're playing Lucifer by Seeger, we're not doing it for $5.
Right.
248-398-9279. Pay for play on Monday, but you can buy a tune now. Instead of iTunes, it's Bytunes.
Oh, nice.
There we go. Okay. Pay for play.
So like Roar from Katy Perry, that'd be like $100.
Hey, look, it's our program director. Scott Hammer. Hi, Scott. Why do you want to hit Ryan so much?
Oh, man.
Keyword bell. I don't know. Here's a chance, man. to help out Salvation Army and get that tune. Bones, you always call.
Bones.
Come on, Jim. We have a lot of listeners that always rail at us about certain artists that they never get to hear. My buddy Mike about the Moody Blues. Here's your chance. Keyword Bell. We'll send you the link. 248-398-9279. Katy Perry, we're talking thousands. Bones, we're not doing Katy Perry. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
It's in our system.
Keyword Bell. If it's there. We are down like a flat tire. I have the prize sheet, and it's stuck to the leftovers from the food
pecan
toss.
Pies.
We love to do this every year. We team up with BobSeger.com. Now, if you want to check this out and this prize pack, if you got a Seger fan in your life, dude, get on it, especially today. Text us. The keyword is
Seger.
Seger stocking stuffers are back. All week long, we'll have a chance to win one, like right now. Caller number
33.
Yeah, sure. We'll put Mongoose to work. Live Bullet red vinyl with a lithograph. This is the one that was only an exclusive at Walmart, but you'll get it. Night Moves, the tie-dye hoodie. Against the Wind, ladies' tee. But there's more.
Yes, you're going to get the Against the Wind tree ornament and a Like a Rock wine tumbler, which that's the one everybody wants. That's
absolutely
a cool one.
Man. BobSeger.com. Check out more from the store. We got the link right there. Keyword Seger. It's just our way of saying thank you. You're going to take 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house. Who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, you're caller 33.
Woo!
You got it.
No way, dude.
Way, dude. You
awesome.
Did it. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Live Bullet. We get the red vinyl, the Night Moves tie-dye hoodie, Against the Wind ladies tee, the tree ornament, and the Like a Rock wine tumbler. Congratulations.
Awesome, man. That's just great.
Well, we'll be doing this all week.
I've been trying to get through for a long time with you guys.
Oh, man, that's very cool. Awesome. What are you up to today?
Oh, you know, Amazon. I'm the Amazon guy. They call me Bri Dog. I talk to them. I'm on the radio quite a bit with you guys.
Well, you're on again. So that worked out well, man. Well, hold on. We're going to get all your information. Everybody else, keyword Seger if you want more info, and we'll do this again tomorrow morning.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Let's get ready a time. 7 o'clock tomorrow? Does that work on Wednesday? Because we play Battle of the Burbs at 8.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll work.
Write it down.
7 o'clock.
If you don't mind. So we don't forget. 7 a.m. tomorrow. Seger stocking stuff. We'll do that. I just want to say how cool you guys are. We mentioned that we're doing our celebrity bell ringing. And since today is Giving Tuesday, text us keyword bell, right?
Yes.
We'll send you the link to raise money for Salvation Army right here in Southeast Michigan. Larry McKenzie, $25, just like that from McKenzie Movie. You're the best. You guys
Thanks,
are the
Larry.
Best, man. Monday, we're going to do Pay for Play. If you want to make a donation now and let us know, and then put a little note when you make your donation because we'll see it on there, we'll work it out.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do it.
Ryan's been asking how much for Katy Perry.
Oh, I'm kidding.
No, you're not. No, you're not. That's okay. Go deep,
hey,
dude.
If it's raising money, it's raising money, man.
I want to play Lucifer, and boss says I can't afford it. I'm like, okay. Keyword bell, if you want to make a donation. We've talked about this for a long time, bringing the Stone Soup Project back. If you guys don't know, if you're not familiar with it, the idea is simple. We build a car from the ground up, totally on donations, just like the old Stone Soup fable. Where everybody pitches in and suddenly you got something. We don't have anything. We don't have a car. Nothing.
No.
But that's the fun in it. And that's also the flying by the seat of your pants.
Right.
And right now I'm getting nervous because we're getting close to December. We got to pick a car. By the way, keyword is
soup.
If you want to get involved, you can email us, stonesoup@wcsx.com. Our goal is to build a car for Woodward next year. And then we'll do raffle tickets as well for Vets Returning Home, an amazing veterans charity here in the Motor City. But we got to get people involved, too. And we need a place, whatever this car is, we need a home for it. And we haven't had any luck finding a home.
Right.
So even if we pick out a car, it's kind of homeless right now. And that's a problem because you got to work on the car. So that's one of the reasons I was up last night. I kind of got in my head and I couldn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
We need a place for the car. It's got to have a home to live so we can work on it. 248-398-9279. Is it tougher now? Because I know it's harder for a lot of shops here in the Motor City to do stuff because you had a year where you just weren't doing a lot of business and you couldn't bring men and women in to come work.
Right.
So are we overshooting the landing here? Are we trying to do something that we can't do right now? I'm honestly asking. This isn't a wacky bit. I'm not doing some play. I'm asking. We've had offers for cars, which have been fantastic. We put the pictures up of the Corvette yesterday on our Facebook page. Are we overshooting our landing here? Is it just too hard to build a car right now in Detroit with everything that's going on? I'm asking.
And my first thought is, no, it's the Motor City.
Okay. I honestly could not sleep last night because it kept me up. And it's not about me. It's about the veterans and what we're doing for vets returning home. And if you want to donate a car, keyword soup, stonesoup at WCSX.com. But we need people to get involved. We're going to build in a car. It ain't easy.
No.
In the best of times, it's not easy.
Right.
This was always a knucklehead thing that we did. We did it just as a joke. And it became this just larger than life thing. But I got to be honest. I've sent notes to folks at General Motors. I haven't heard back from them. I sent notes to people at Ford. I haven't heard back from them. I send notes to folks at Stellantis. I haven't heard back from them. Did we bite off more than we can chew in the world we're in right now? This isn't a play, and then we're suddenly magically going to unveil it, you know, pull
right,
the curtain
no,
back.
We
and,
got a spot. No, we really don't.
We really don't. We got a car. We know we have good options with a car, but we don't have anywhere to build it. So stonesoup at WCSX.com is our email. Keyword soup. That'll send you the link as well.
Yes. Yep.
All right. I just had to get that off my chest. I seriously couldn't sleep last night. I woke up like two or three times thinking about options.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of stuck right now. And we have Doug Benziger, who's our project manager, who's awesome. He built a couple of the old Stone Soup cars. We haven't been able to get someone to do it. And we don't want to put pressure on you, but if you know someone, a business that wants to get involved, now's the time, man. All right. Now I'm all stressed out, and it's Christmas. And it's not even December yet. Now, you got to think positive.
Yes.
Right? So we got to think positive. We're going to make this work. We're going to have this car. It may only be a rusty frame that we push down Woodward next year, but we're going to get this. If you want to get involved, keyword soup or stonesoup at WCSX.com. All we need is what? A motor, wheels, tires, interior frame. Now, this is where I get all crazy again. Then we need a place
don't
to build
do this
it
all.
We get 20 people to weld and then it's sitting. Let's talk about some of the comms Ryan down. Have you seen what Iowa can do on offense? Can I talk Big Ten title game?
Let's find a place for this.
Let's get our all stressed out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.